setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. And we want to look at this from a work context because you can't just separate your life into, well, this is who I am in my personal life and this is professional. If you do that, you attempt to disconnect those two things. You will never experience fulfillment and purpose throughout your entire life because you were created to work, not because you have to work to get a paycheck. You were created to contribute. You are needed. You must do it. It's just that simple. And the paycheck gets bigger. It's enough when you are doing work that you're good at, that you love, that produces results that matter to you. It's that simple. That's the conversation. And you know there's more. And life is way too short to just be working to make it to the weekend. That's why Sunday night sucks. That's why Monday morning is miserable. If you aren't experiencing joy in your work and progress in your work and meaning, then it's time to make a change. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. That's why I wrote the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the journey, the clear path to doing work you love, to living and working on purpose. A few years ago, I was challenged to run a half marathon. And I need to start the story by saying, I don't like to run. I don't mind if you run. I don't mind if you love to run. I don't like to run. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say I hate to run. If I'm running to hug somebody dear in my life, okay, I'll run. You know, other than that, I don't want to run. I don't want to run. I was an athlete. I played all the sports. I just don't like running for no reason. Well, you say, Ken, it's all about physical fitness. Yeah, there's other things you can do. I don't like to run. But I was challenged to run the half marathon. I'd never run a half marathon. I'd never even run a 10K, for crying out loud. And so I go, okay, I got to do this, and I want to set a really stretched time. The goal was 2 hours. That's a pretty brisk pace for somebody who's not a regular runner, and I had 12 weeks to get ready for it. So I dove in. I had a great pal, my best pal, helped me train for it, and I was going, and I was doing it, and I get to the day, and I'm on pace. About the 6.5 mile mark, I begin to experience cramping. Cramping up. It's awful. I mean, awful. Not only am I cramping, I'm tired. I'm thirsty. And I'm a realist. And it is in that moment where I'm thinking to myself, why am I out here? Like, I could just shut it down now. Hobble to the car, go home, eat a giant pizza, and just do what normal people do on a Saturday and relax. This is what I'm facing. But I know my family's watching me. They're cheering me on. It was a company thing. A bunch of team members are out there running. I had set this goal, and I'm in extreme pain. And at this point now, it's all guts, right? I'm just gutting it out. There's a great quote by a running coach by the name of Jess Woods. And she describes this moment that I'm in her own words. She says, your strength doesn't come from your body. It comes from your heart. And that fire in your belly asking you, how bad do you want it? I wanted to finish. I had trained so hard. I had put so much time and effort into it. I wanted to finish. First of all, I wanted to get close to my goal. But at this point, the goal's done. And while I did want to quit and walk away, I more I wanted to finish. I wanted to finish. And so here's what I learned. In the midst of that extreme pain, and Jen Woods is right, I had to ask myself, are you going to finish? And the answer was yes. And here's what changed. And I'm going to read just two paragraphs from my book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Stage four, we're talking about getting started, having the right mindset. And I'm going to just read two paragraphs that I learned from this race and I've also learned from my own journey. Your focus propels you to the finish. As soon as you hit the wall and you're tempted to quit, that's the time for your brain to take charge. Shift your thoughts from the present to the peak. That's how you get through. By ignoring your desire to quit and focusing only on the reward of finishing, you shut down all of your complaints and concentrate on how awesome that mountaintop is going to be. I had to use my mind to see it, taste it, and feel it. I saw myself crossing the finish line, and it kept me going when I most wanted to quit. I read those two paragraphs. I share this story for those of you who need to hear this today, because it is a struggle right now. It's a struggle. The cheers of the starting line have long since faded. The finish line right now is only something that you can envision. You can't see it. You're questioning whether or not you should have done this in the first place. You're beating yourself up. You're going through doubt and insecurity. Focus on the finish line. Focus on the finish line. Get your head up, chin up, eyes up, and look towards the finish line. And you can't see it, but you can envision it. You can't see it. It's not there. But in your mind, you can see it. And that's what you focus on. And you begin to focus on, what's it going to feel like to cross the finish line? How am I going to feel about myself? There was a why when I started. What's my why? Focus on the why. Get your eye on the why. And watch what happens. Your pace might even pick up. But more importantly than pace, you stay in the race. And by staying in the race, one foot in front of the other, 1 mile after the next, opportunity comes, breakthrough comes, and it propels you forward. And when it's all said and done, and you accomplish that thing, you reach that finish line, you will undoubtedly look back and say, it was worth it. It was worth it. But the key is focusing on the finish line. What's your finish line? Right now, in the midst of it, right now, you're struggling. What's your finish line? Keep your eye on it. Don't you dare stop. You'll be surprised if you focus on the finish line. It will carry you. It will pull you like a gravitational pull across the finish line. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. We'll be right back. The Ken Coleman Show continues to help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, so that you can work and live like very few people do, and give yourself away. The income is there, and it's all about impact. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Follow me on Instagram, at Ken Coleman. The website is kencoleman.com. It's where you can order the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. You can also get the Get Clear Career Assessment. We've got all kinds of freebies, free resources as well. KenColeman.com. All right, let's get to the phones. Riverside, California is where Michael joins us. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Michael. What's up?
Hey, man. So I'm actually working with my family business right now, and I'm kind of figuring out whether or not I should stick through with everything that's going on.
Okay. What do you mean by everything that's going on?
So right now we're in the beginning of a new business venture. So it's a laboratory company. It's a reference lab company. We do like COVID testing and blood draws and stuff.
Okay.
So we're just starting the business, and it's super difficult right now. We're basically running on fumes, and I don't know if logistically it's going to work out.
Yeah. So you feel guilty about leaving it because it's your family?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And it's just me and my mom. So
oh, gosh. Just, okay. Yeah. Just so, you and mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how aware is mom of the problem? Is she on the same page with you? If she heard what you just told me, would she be shaking her head going, yeah, that's correct?
Yeah. She's kind of more of like she's a very faithful woman. So she's very like, we're going to get through this. We'll figure it out. But I'm more of like the practical minded like aspect person.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know how this is going to work out if we're already struggling so bad and we're just at the beginning phases of the business. Right.
And this is her idea.
Yeah.
It's her baby.
Yeah, it is.
And you're her baby too.
Yeah.
And she said, baby, come help me with my new baby.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm kind of in a...
Yeah, you're in a tough spot. Have you talked to her about this?
Not about me leaving.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, here's why. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's play this out. You're a really good dude. That's why you're calling me. You're kind of going, Ken, I need some help, right? I don't want to blow this up. But it's going to blow up whether you try to blow it up or not if you don't deal with it. So, for instance, let's say it doesn't get better. Hopefully it does. Hopefully she turns it around. But even if she does, this isn't your jam anyway. So let's be honest, if she turned it around tomorrow, you'd probably still leave pretty soon. You'd try to replace yourself, I'm guessing.
I might.
Oh.
I'm looking towards, yeah.
So this is actually work you would do if it wasn't so awful, the circumstances.
Yeah, my position would mostly just be handling like logistics and things like that.
So you like logistics. That's work you enjoy.
Yeah. Logistics is definitely bearable. It's something that I could make myself happy with.
Okay. Well, I don't like the sound of that. So I'm going back to what I said.
Yeah.
No one makes themselves happy. Okay. So here's the deal. This is going to blow up if you don't deal with it, because you're going to stuff it, and then it's going to come out. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you want. Mm-hmm. And... You know, if it, and then the other thing is if, forget the stuff it part, but let's just say you've burned out.
Yeah.
And it has some physical and emotional and stuff that's there, you know, not to mention just you stuffing it going, you're not listening, mom. I don't think it's going to work. And you just, I feel like you're leading us towards a cliff, and I'm telling you, watch out and you're not listening. There's all of that. So if you don't deal with it now, it's going to get worse, and it could affect your relationship long-term, as opposed to before it turns into a massive, massive explosion or just resentment. You got to say, mom, look, of course I signed up to help you. But I need help. We need help. It's not working. And it's affecting me this way, this way, this way. And I don't have all the answers. I'm just telling you, I can't keep going this way, and I don't think we can keep going this way. So either I replace myself and you hire someone else to do what I'm doing, or we call this a loss and we dust ourselves off and figure out. I mean, you just have to have a real conversation with mom, but you're going to have to be careful because this is her dream. It's her baby.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the issues is that I have, I'm very invested in the company as well because my name's on, I have ownership in the company. So it's not as easy as just walking away at this point.
Yeah, but what would you do
if
okay, so let me ask you this. If it were your call today, what would you do? If it was 100% your decision, what would you do to make changes? Would you shut the company down? Would you bring in somebody else? What would you do?
That's kind of in the position that we're already in, and I'm trying to figure out how we're going to bankroll moving forward because we're at the point where we're out of money and we're not getting the reimbursement that we need. So it's just like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There's nothing I can do at this point.
What kind of business is it?
It's a reference laboratory.
Oh, that's right. Reference. See, I just don't. So you're relying on who right now?
The government, the government payroll systems like HRSA and things like that, Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance companies to pay out on time, and that's not happening.
They're just not doing it.
Working out for us right now.
What are they saying?
They're saying that since there's so many, everything's backlogged through Medicare and Medicaid right now.
Yeah.
So especially if you're trying to bill for COVID or anything like that.
When was the last time you guys paid?
Take a longer time.
When was the last time you guys paid yourself?
I've been working with this laboratory for probably, it's been 18 months. I haven't seen a dollar from it.
How are you sustaining yourself?
I also work with one of her other companies as a marketer. She also operates a hospice company. So that's where I work part-time there.
Yeah, dude. So I wish I could, you got to have a hard conversation with mom. I understand you're an owner, but dude, how much longer are you going to wait on the state of California and the federal government?
Yeah, it's kind of a terrible position to be in.
Yeah, this is no longer, who cares that you're an owner? It is as simple as you walking away. Sounds like you both need to walk away. You got another company, instead of chasing two rabbits, I'd chase one. That's what I would do. I don't have any magic bullet, but you're going to have to love on her when you tell her this and go, Mom, we can't just go, how much longer can we sustain this? I would just have a conversation and ask her questions and let her reveal. You don't go in and tell her a bunch of things. I'd be asking lots of questions. How much longer would you expect me to keep doing this? This is how much money I'm making. I mean, ask her some questions. Let her handle that as opposed to make it a bunch of statements and it turning into a prickly conversation. Hopefully it won't be prickly with just you asking questions, but at some point, man, you guys can't keep doing this. And I think you both have to sit down and go, what's the reason to stay in this storm right now? We're sitting in a storm intentionally. Why would we do that? What's on the other side of this? Which way are we going to get on the other side, right? Now, that's the other thing, right? If we got a storm that's stationary, I mean, theoretically, I got four ways to get out of it, north, south, east, or west, right? I'd be figuring out which way we want to get out of the storm and what's best, not just which way, but what's the best way to exit this storm? Because this is going to impact both of you, not just professionally and financially, but personal in your relationship because you guys are in this thing together. This is a hard conversation. You just have to man up and treat her like the amazing woman she is to you and don't put her on the defensive, but be honest with her and really let her know how you feel. That's what you got to do. It's all you can do. These relationships and family-owned businesses, I've seen some nasty thing happen. So always lead with love and respect. Questions are better than statements. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you move from paycheck to purpose. You were created to do work. You were created to contribute. And it's time to just stop floating through with the safe job, the okay job, certainly the miserable job. It's time for you to make income and impact. Same place. Take hold of your life, live and work on purpose, and let's make the maximum contribution, shall we? Life's too short to have any other focus and any other approach. So welcome aboard. 844-747-2577. Great story that illustrates this. This is really interesting. And I don't know if it's going to hold. I don't know if it's a small thing, but we're going to look into it in the news. CBS News put out a story, why some workers are leaving their office jobs to work on farms. James Marriott has 2 degrees, neuroscience and global health. And the 21-year-old recently took a job in farming. Now, he said point blank, this wasn't just me deciding to get up and go work on a farm. This is how I want my life to go. So again, not a surprise here is what we talk about every day on the show. You know, he's got 2 degrees. Who knows why he went that direction in those degrees? And he realizes, you know what? I want to be on a farm. I'm going to go after it. Sean Moriarty left his job as a copywriter to harvest crops. And physical therapist Kat Steckbeck left a hospital job for the Green Acres as well. Marriott, the young man that I touched on at the beginning of the article, said, we felt like we were just cogs in the wheel that we didn't want to be a part of. And this was kind of our way of taking agency back over our lives and being like, this is what we want to be doing rather than doing something we felt we had to be doing. Great statement by the young man. These are young people. These are Gen Z. And they're sitting in the middle of this. They're going, what? And I think that's what COVID did, the pandemic. It just shined the light on work in general and going, I've been doing this to get a paycheck. Do I really want to do this? Because it just made us look at everything a little bit differently, sometimes a lot differently. And I think this is interesting. Of course, they just focus on 3 young people in this story. But I think what's really interesting underneath this thing is the fact that you've got the office worker, the big buildings, the big urban environment, and you got some people going, what environment do I want to be in? Great question. Doesn't always have to mean that you're moving from a white-collar, high-rise type gig to move into the fields of dirt. However, there's a lot in that environment change that speaks to that individual person and what they love to do, it's passion, and the results that they want to create, mission. Fascinating stuff, not surprising. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go now to Georgette, who joins us in Orlando, Florida. Georgette, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Mr. Coleman.
Hi, Georgette. What's going on today?
Oh, nothing much. I tuned in and I was hearing other people's, you know, just how they're trying to get through their situation. And I said, oh, you know, let me ask some advice too, because, I mean, I'm in my 30s, but I feel like I'm still young.
Yeah, you are. For sure you are.
So, yeah, I just needed some advice because I had a communications degree years ago, and then I just worked for about 8 years, odd jobs and jobs that I were, you know, I just had skills in. But then I work now here with my family business, working from home as an office manager in a way. And then I just don't know why the communications degree is kind of like, it's not taking me, I guess, where I wanted it to go, because I'm very multi, like, talented, but I'm still have to work on things and, you know, go to trades, to like a trade school or something. So I'm not sure if it makes sense to go back to school and, you know, just waste time, or because I
no,
feel like
heck no. You already know. By the way you asked that question, you already know. You're just kind of fumbling through because I don't think you know how to get where you want to go.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go? Let's just talk about the mountaintop, or two or three mountaintops that seem very, very inspiring for you.
I like working outdoors, surprisingly, but I don't like the whole 8 hours outdoors. It just seems a little intense, but it, you know, something about the outdoors and just how God created everything.
So tell me more. Tell me more. And you got to stop with the, well, I don't want to work 8 hours outside. That's not the right focus right now. The question is, what work do you want to do? Who do you want to help? What problem do you want to solve? What solution do you want to bring to people? What's the work you would do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail and you had all your little circumstances are perfect? Forget those for the moment. What would you do?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like there's so much like to do out there to help people. And then as a Christian, like I don't know where I fit because I've always been around, I guess, a more secular environment all the time. So I've always been like feeling like, okay, I'm here trying to be the light in different jobs.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm just tired of, you know, just trying to feel like I have to fit in with the world.
Yeah, you need to stop that. You know what's interesting? Yeah. I still think you know what you want to do, but you're just afraid to say it. Am I right? And if, by the way, if I'm wrong, I've got a next step we're going to go to. But I just feel in my heart, I'm asking you direct questions, and you're going off on these little side paths that have nothing to do with the question, and that tells me something. I think I'm hearing that you really do know what you want to do, but you're either ashamed of it, or you're embarrassed, or you have so much self-doubt around it, it's hard for you to say it. Am I right or wrong?
I guess in the middle, because I feel like I need to figure it out because I want to do something with businesses, but, you know, with communications, really, I feel like that's my strongest.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Okay, so you've been getting distracted, but I think that's because of the self-doubt. So now you gave me something. You love communications. What do you love most? Communication work. Here's what I want you to do. Stop thinking about job title and stop thinking about 8 hours in a day. I want you to tell me, in communications, what's the work you love doing? Is it writing press releases? Is it helping somebody with content? Tell me real quick. List out some things that you go, I know I would love doing this kind of work.
I guess I like reading content and actually the communication term, like trying to solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best thing with communications. Because like when you don't communicate in any aspect of a business or life, things just fall apart.
Exactly. And so you have a gift there. You have a gift of analyzing, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Gift of discernment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gift of communication?
Yes.
Gift of connecting with others?
Yes.
Okay. So what you got to start doing is having some fun with this. Stop overthinking it. Get out of your head and start looking and go, what are the kind of gigs that would allow me to do that kind of work? Now, I'm going to give you something, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold in just a moment, and Amanda's going to give you an assessment that we created called the Get Clear Career Assessment. She's going to send you a link and a code. I want you to take it. And okay, it's going to help you with your what you do best, your talent, the work you love to do, passion, and the results that matter most to you, mission. And when you see your purpose statement, I want you to look at it, and then I want you to begin to think, what are the gigs, the jobs, the type of work that allow me to fulfill this purpose statement? If you read the purpose statement and you answer the questions honestly, I think you're going to see, wow, this kind of nails me. And it's going to free you up to get out of your mind and start looking for jobs and career paths that match up with the purpose statement. You got it?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. You bet. You got this. You're so close. You just need to fully get clear. That's why we created the Get Clear Career Assessment. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We'll be right back. The
Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, bringing purpose to talk radio. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, for those of you that are looking at the job process and you're going, oh, I don't know, I want to move on, but I don't know if I want to deal with all this stuff. That's why I want you to work with my friends at ZipRecruiter, the number one job site in the U.S. They act as your personal recruiter, and it's simple and easy. And did I mention it's free? I forgot. It's free. There it is. They're going to take your profile, which only takes you minutes to make a reality, at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and they begin to pitch you. They keep you updated when you get looks, likes, and requests for your contact information. It is the easiest way to get a job. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go right now. All right, let's go to Farmington, New Mexico, where John joins us. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, sir.
Hey, John.
How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Well, I was just calling in. I was just kind of interested in some advice about like someone that's been on disability returning back to the workforce, making that transition. I used to work in the medical field, and I was had went back to school to change careers because I was having some physical disabilities manifest, and I would no longer be able to do that type of work. And so currently living on disability, but I have the heart of a servant to help people. And I had thought about maybe going back to school to get a degree, maybe in like counseling or social work. And that way, you know, be able to contribute a little bit more to the family than just what disability provides, and then, you know, being able to help people as well.
Yeah. So what are your physical limitations? So you're going, Ken, this is non-negotiable. I can't do this, this, and this.
Well, I have osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease. I have a couple of fused discs in my spine from trauma. Along with a crushed coccyx.
So you can't, as well. So you can't stand on your feet for X amount of time?
Not very long. I mean, I can still walk and get around, but I'm very limited to how much getting around I could. And so I worked as a nurse for many, many years.
Right.
And I had to just kind of step away from that career. And so I had looked to go back to college to be a special education teacher. And then in the final semesters of that, I just kind of had, you know, getting overwhelmed with working full time as a nurse at this time, doing the student teaching, house, mortgage, putting a wife through college at the same time. She wasn't working, you know, four kids. So,
No, I get it.
Didn't turn out very well for me.
I get it. I get it. But are, it sounds like you're calling me for brainstorming ideas, or you've got a couple ideas, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Because I hear there was a path you were on, and then life happened. So is it special ed? Is it special ed? Based on that last bit, I'm wondering if it's special ed. The other thing that I want you to confront is, can you do telemedicine? I mean, I can tell you how many times my wife and I have talked to a nurse when we after hours or when we couldn't get into the doctor. And so to me, it's like, what is the work that you loved before? Now we have to juxtapose that with your physical limitations. And is there a way to do a portion of that work that don't have as much of the physical issues? You know, so same thing with special ed. You know, it's like, so where, what can I help you with? Because I'm trying to narrow you to a decision point. But what can I help you with?
Well, I didn't think about telemed. I don't know if I'd have the right credentialing for that.
What do you need my help with specifically? Are we brainstorming, or are we talking through a couple of options?
Yeah, kind of, because I was thinking, you know, I could go back to school and finish up a degree of like university studies, and then take a master's course in getting into like counseling.
That's a lot of stuff.
Doing social work.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Do you want to do counseling? Yeah. Do you want to do social work? Do you want to do special ed? Or do you want to find a way to do as much of the nursing as possible without all the physical taxing stuff? That's what the question is. You must answer that
first. I'm up at arms. I'm just kind of like trying to decide. I don't want to make a bad decision here.
I see. You know? Now we got, okay. Okay. No, this is great. Now I got you where I needed to get you. Okay.
Yeah.
You're paralyzed by making a decision. You got several options. By the way, counseling, social work, special education teacher, to me, all have the same thread as nursing. It's caregiving to people.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
That's kind of what, that's who I am, basically.
Okay, so guess what just happened?
Yeah.
You didn't even realize what just happened. What just happened is you came to the realization that there is a common denominator in all of these, which means it's not about right or wrong. It's just about preference. All of these would be right decisions if we just look at the work itself. Does it allow you to use what you do best, mm-hmm. talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission? Does it do all three of those things? Besides nursing, social work, counseling, and special ed, does it allow you to use what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter to you?
Oh, I believe it would, yes.
Okay, so all three are on purpose. Yes. And all three, by the way, illustrate what I teach, that there's not just one silver bullet dream job. There's multiple jobs within your sweet spot, multiple career paths. So I think now it's a function of which one would you want to do most? If you had to choose today, I'm going to put you on the spot. You can change your answer tonight or 5 minutes from now. John, if I guaranteed you'd be successful in all three, but you could only choose one, which would you choose? You already answered
probably,
it. Say it.
Probably the social work.
Yep. Why?
Well, with the social work, it still allows me to help people.
Yep.
I could do therapy and counseling.
Yes.
I mean, counselors can do that.
Yes, sir.
So, yes.
And it's a whole lot less work to get qualified, too.
Right.
You know, I wonder, yeah. I think your next step is you need to connect with some social workers in your area. You need to get a lay of the land. You already have?
Yeah, I've reached out to some of the nonprofits here, the food bank, the homeless shelter, places like that, trying to get into like some volunteer.
Good. But you missed what
situations.
I appreciate that, but you missed what I said. You need to actually connect with real social workers, even if you don't know them personally, but you have a mutual connection. You need to sit with them and understand the good, the bad, and the ugly about being a social worker. That's the last step.
Gotcha.
Before you choose you got to make sure that you know the good, the bad, and the ugly, and your heart still goes yes. Okay? And they're going to give you some great practical knowledge on getting qualified and getting connected so that you can get started. So you're really just at the edge of stage one, moving to stage two. We need to fully verify and clarify that social work would in fact be your number one choice. And the way we do that is by talking to multiple social workers who love their job. Don't talk to one who hates it and they're already halfway out the door. That's not going to help. Talk to somebody you understand what I'm saying. And then you're going to clarify everything involved, and then that's going to verify to your heart whether or not you want to move forward. I think that's a great answer. And by the way, please do not make the mistake of assuming you got to go get a bunch of degrees or another degree. Talk to people who know, and then figure out if you need to get a degree. If not, and there's some other training and other qualifications, then that becomes your plan. So we're in Get Clear, stage one. We verify. And then if we're ready and that's it, yes, we move to stage two, get qualified, get connected. Stage three, while you're getting qualified, and watch opportunities show up on your door for you to get started. Stage four. All right, my time's almost up. Remember that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show.
For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.